7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
これがジャパニーズカーペット。
The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, Kabuki style. Hello and welcome to another exciting Kabuki style episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I gotta tell you that I've got absolutely nothing for you today. Yeah, another day of worthless Tobe crap. So anyway, I'm having a strange day, and it started off weird. Started off because I heard my cat starting to throw up, and so I bolted up off the floor, and I sort of halfway diverted that. I don't want to say I prevented it, but at least there wasn't kitty barf everywhere. And then I got that cleaned up, and I decided, oh, I think I'd eat some breakfast, because I'm not going back to sleep now, because I woke up way too early because of the kitty barfing. And so when I was upstairs making tea and waffles, that's when we had some kind of, I don't know, minor kitty poop disaster. There was some stinky poops. There was some cats that needed to be cleaned off to some extent. So that's how my day has started. Oh, and look who has returned. It's little Miss Stinky Butt herself. Hi. And I suppose you expect me to pour more water for you right now, right? Even though we just did it? Yeah. Yeah, now the cat's rubbing her face up against my knee, saying, yeah, pour some more water for me. Oh, I'm a kitty. All right, so I guess I have to pour some water. So, let's go to the music. You know, we haven't heard it for a long time. I Want to Be a Lifeguard by Blotto.
Store, I knew before them.
Misery be a compare.
Sweaty meters walking distance to swim in.
Perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me
Synthesizer Fatal.
And now it's time to meet our second act. She's Toni Baxter, who is a theoretical physicist from the McBritish Institute. Hello, Toni. Welcome to Look Around You. Toni, as a physicist, what do you think life will be like in the year 2000?
I really don't know.
Do you think technology will play a much more integral role in music production, for instance?
We don't know. We just don't know.
Well, perhaps we'll all be listening to your composition.
I know my chickens, so do you.
Magenta, the other was blue.
I know my chicken. You got to know your chicken. I know my chicken. You got to know your chicken. I know my chicken. You got to know your chicken.
Yeah, one was magenta, the other was blue. That was Chibo Motto with Know Your Chicken. And speaking of chickens, I got Chicken Baby right here. What are you doing, Chicken Baby? You want some more kitty water? Okay, it looks like we're pouring the kitty water. There's nothing to do but to pour the kitty water. So I got to get up. Oh, and I should probably take this opportunity to tell you what I learned about my cat last night. Come on, let's go. Let's get the kitty water. Move your butt. Keep moving. So last night, I was in the bathtub reading a book when suddenly I decided, you know, I think I want to eat a bagel. I think I want to eat an onion bagel. So I got out of the bathtub and I went down into the kitchen and I popped a bagel in the toaster and It popped back up and I buttered it up and... Drink your water. Drink your kitty water. You wanted it so bad. And so I had a buttery bagel on a plate that I then brought downstairs. And I was going to just sit here, or over there, and watch TV and eat my damn bagel. But no, as soon as I sat down, then the cat came rolling up going, hey, what's happening? And doing her, I have a sniffy nose routine. And I'm like, what are you smelling? And then she tried to eat my damn bagels. Well, it was really one bagel, but it was cut in half. And the cat was trying to lick my belly. What are you doing? You know, because I was, what the hell? Because my cat usually doesn't try to attack my food unless it's a ham sandwich, and then she's after the ham, right? But no, there's no ham. What could my cat possibly be after? I couldn't figure it out until I was sort of holding the plate up in with one hand while she was trying to climb up me, and I was sort of trying to block her with my other hand that I was eating with, so it had butter on it. And so my cat is then smelling my hand and then goes crazy. And then goes crazy having to lick my hands, lick all my fingers, and this went on for 5 minutes. Are you done? I guess the cat's done drinking water. So, yeah. Apparently my cat likes butter. Somebody's a little butter junkie. Are you a butter junkie? Look at you, you're a fluffy lumped butter junkie. I know butter junkies when I see them. And you look just like one because you're so fluffy. Where are you going now? Okay, so yeah. My cat. Big fan of butter. Apparently.
Well, after I got done mowing lawns today, Mima wanted me to pick up some scissors for her down at the dollar store because she'd been cutting out these coupons. And I was down there and I saw Dorothy Atkins and Irene MacArthur. She said, well, I had a little granddaughter. She used to go swimming down there by the river next down to y'all's trailer park. And one time, one of the boys from the trailer park saved her because she almost drowned. And I was so happy about that. And then the other one chimed in and she said, and I'm really glad that my grandbaby's growing up so big and strong. What are you glad about, Tavin? I felt like I walked in the middle of like somebody's Thanksgiving dinner. These two old gals just talking about what they're glad about. And I was like, well, I really like butter. And they kind of looked at me like, what? And I said, well, we're going to talk about what we really like. I mean, I put butter on biscuits and pancakes, waffles, put them on eggs, cornbread, toast, grits, oats, spaghetti, steak, baby green peas, noodles, big old grilled onion on top of my donut. Boy, I put butter on just about anything. And they said, something that stuff don't sound like butter belong on it. I said, butter makes everything better. And they said, you pulling out a leg, Tavin. I said, butter for president, butter for mayor. When's the last time you just had a dry biscuit? And they kind of looked at me like, whoa. I said, how many times did your granddaughter almost drown, Dorothy? They said, just that one time. I said, okay. And I kind of looked at Irene. I said, and how many granddaughters do you have that you're so proud of growing big? And she said, well, I got one granddaughter, and she's growing so big, we're so proud of her, we think she's going to be a cheerleader. I said, well, that's fine. How many things do you put butter on? Boy, they kind of looked at me. And they kind of looked at each other and kind of looked at me. And I said, you might not put it on everything I put it on, but boy, I'll tell you right now, pancakes, waffles, toast, mashed taters, cornbread, I said, do you want me to go on? And they're like, no, we don't, Tavin. And I said, well, I ain't saying your granddaughters ain't important or nothing like that, but I'm just telling if you ask me what I'm thankful for, buddy, I get a lot of use out of that butter. I get a lot of use out of it. Well, I got home with the scissors, and I said, boy, me and Mom, I'm so hungry. I've been talking about food all afternoon, it feels like. And she said, well, I'm cooking up a mess of flapjacks. And I looked at her, and I just said, butter.
Cha-cha-cha. a towel. Mr. Tangerine Speedo, you're all over town. Tangerine, la 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 la. Talk of the town, Mr. Tangerine Speedo, how you get around in your tangerine, la 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 la. Little Latin lovers, little lovers, drinking gin and mellow yellow in my bungalow, loving me.
You're as straight as Magellan. If you got a secret weapon, well, you sure as hell ain't telling. Cause your mouth made an offer that their bodies cannot veto. No woman can't resist a man who looks good in a Speedo. And get me a towel, Mr. Tangerine Speedo.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
very cool. That was Rise by Yoko Kanno, with vocals by Origa. Good stuff. Good stuff all around. But it's that time. It's that time for me to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio, so tune in tomorrow, and now it's the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Butter.